on Falling With Us. I'm your host, Janaea Lazenby, and let's recap last week's Tide softball games. Last weekend, we went against Kentucky at their home. And the first game, the Tide 5-6, Montana Faust recorded her 10th win of the season. Bailey Hemphill improved her career total to 56 home runs and 208 RBIs. Alyssa Brown also set a new career high with 4 hits, the first 4-hit game for any Alabama player since Hemphill and Tal against Murray State on February 9th, 2019. Claire Jenkins also reached base successfully to extend her 13-game streak of reaching a base, tying her career high. So, yeah. KB Sides was in action. She did good, starting it off with an RBI double. Alexis Mack was laying down bunts. Bailey Hemphill was driving in and RBIs. Kaylee Tao also had an opposite field home run. Taylor Clark also had a 2-run double. So the Tide was getting the things done for the first game against Kentucky. Our second game against Kentucky on March 28th, on Sunday, the Tide lost 2-4, which was very surprising after coming off the big road win, the first one. A couple errors led to some runs for Kentucky. A little simple things here and there was Lexi's first loss of the season, but that was okay. On the third game against Kentucky on that Monday, March 29th, the Tide lost 5-4 in extra innings. It was a tough, hard-fought battle. Lexi's second loss of the season. It was a very close game for the Tide. Very shocked by that. In the extra innings, they usually tend to show more fight than other schools. Then on Thursday, the Tide kicked off their home series against Texas A&M. They won an extra in early innings, 5-3. They won 11-3 in the fifth inning, doing really well with them. Claire Jenkins had a grand slam to make the game 5-0. And Lexi, at the end of the game, she ended the game with an RBI single to single to make the game 11-3 with one out. Lexi recorded her 11th win of the season. Let's take a break real quick and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
The Tide is back in action today against A&M again to finish up their home series against them. The Tide will take on A&M this Friday at 5 p.m., so get out and support. And then the last game of the series will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. against Texas A&M for the series. And then the Tide is back on the road for SEC play against Arkansas on Friday, April 9th at 6 p.m., Saturday, April 10th at 11 a.m., and Sunday, April 11th at 1 p.m. You can see Saturday's game on ESPN2, so you check that out. Gymnastics is in action at home for the regional championships. They are the reigning SEC champs for this year, so they will be competing today, also at home. And then on Saturday, April 3rd, at 7 p.m., they already competed on Thursday, which was yesterday, and that went well from what I know. Then we also have baseball at home this weekend. They're facing Tennessee today at 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, they will be facing them again at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, they'll be facing them at 11 a.m. So get out there and support the Tide all around if you can. Make sure you wear your mask and social distance. This is Janaea Lazenby with Softballing With Us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to support the podcast. I thank you guys so much. Have a great week.